and I look out and see what's been created, I can say, I clearly understand how he can create that. If I see a building, I don't suggest.
I promise you don't understand it. You just believe it.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I know it's, I get it's hard for you. Like, I get it. I completely understand.
Okay.
It's
then like, it's then a, tell it's me above. How, then tell me how God did it. Since you understand it, tell me how God did it.
No, what I mean is, I can God's image fit in a microwave? I don't believe so, unless it's a baby, which is created in his image. Is it possible to have learned anything about science without man writing his findings in a book?
I mean, in principle, translation via word of mouth, you would be able to do science. The arc of progress of that science would clearly be stymied by that, though.
But I'm just trying to get to the core of the question is it possible for science to be learned, examined, evaluated, translated without man writing the knowledge of what he's gathering on a parchment, a paper, on a brick? Is it possible for science to have been learned without a man writing in a book?
Yes, you could do it via word of mouth. Is this going to be an argument that therefore I should believe in the Bible because the Bible is people writing things down?
Yeah, Mr. Planet, I'm not even referring to the Bible. I've not mentioned God. That's not even where I'm going. I'm simply trying to understand. I'm sorry?
I said okie dokie. You're telling me how, like historically, how did science develop and progress? And then you're saying that's the only way it could have happened? No, if we couldn't do writing, we could still do science. We just would clearly not be able to do science as advanced as we can today, unless we could somehow telepathize information and store it indefinitely and almost perfectly in our minds, which that's not what humans are like. I can tell you that much.
Okay, so your answer to my question is word of mouth is how science, the basis of all science, started with word of mouth. I don't mean to offend you with, I'm just asking a simple question. And so is your answer that the foundation of science before parchment, before the foundation of science, is a word of mouth?
That wasn't your question. Your question was, is the only way you can do science by guy write thing in book? My answer is no.
Okay, so
that's it happened, but that's not the only way it can happen.
Okay, well, let me try to slow this down a little bit, because I don't mean to offend you with my question. I'm genuinely
not offensive.
Okay. So let's go back maybe half a step. Sure. The foundation of all science that the advances it is today was rooted in the beginning of conversations from one man to the other. Is that the root of all science and knowledge?
I don't think there's such a thing as the root of all science and knowledge. We could arbitrarily call it that point, or we could arbitrarily say the ability for humans to perceive their environment is actually the beginning of it. Like this, your question, that question doesn't have an answer. It has multiple perfectly fine subjective answers.
So that question doesn't have an answer.
No, it doesn't have an answer.
Okay, so being that there's no answer to the question, doesn't have an answer.
Yes, undefined questions don't have answers.
Undefined.
And many it's undefined and subjective. Those kinds of questions don't really have answers. They have several valid answers, but they don't have an answer.
Okay. So the statement evolution equals fact, that's an answer though. Like that's the answer to your, like this whole thing is based on your answer that evolution is fact. So that's your that's the answer, is evolution is fact. That's unequivocal. That's the truth. Like, is that what you're saying? Is evolution is fact. So that's the answer.
You could call it I would call it a claim. It's the answer to a question that was never asked. Is evolution a fact? Okay. Nobody in particular today asked that, but that is the answer.
But there's many answers to the foundation of how science started, but the answer is evolution is fact.
That's a answer to a particular question that we can ask. There are many other scientific facts.
Okay. appreciate that. And again, I'm not a debater. Like, I don't debate. I don't like get on podcasts and debate. I'm busy taking care of, you know, my wife and my children. Like, that's my role, which I embrace, but I don't do this very well. So I appreciate your, like, just being patient with me as I try to ask and have a short conversation without, you know. So the other,
do you disagree with me, or were we just here to answer to wonder things?
No. So disagree with the statement that you have on your, is evolution is fact, Big Bang is fact, creation is fiction, flat earth is fiction. So I disagree with one of them, because I'm not going to debate the flat earth. I'm not that intelligent on one side or the other about whether earth is flat. Okay, but I guess because I had an encounter with God when I was 21 years old. I can't unknow what I know. I can't the revelation of who He is. I can't undo that. That has been made known. So I can't, like, does that make you, is that, I'm not sure why you rolled your eyes, but is that like, an offensive thing to you, or?
No, I promise I'm not offended.
Okay. So why does it, is it not a intellectual statement for you? Is it?
Well, clearly not, because people that believe in something that's a contradiction of what you believe have had those exact same experiences. So it's just not, like, if it works for you, fine. I'm not going to sit. It would be, I am not the kind of person that goes around telling people that event for you or whatever, you should just pack that up and throw it away. I don't like that kind of confrontation. But it is eye-rolly, because it's not
intellectual enough.
Well, it's not special or valid in any way, because people that believe in a religion that you think is false have had those exact same experiences. So
yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, so I can love and respect. Yeah, I can love and respect them. That doesn't get in the way of me loving someone. I'm not offended because somebody shares that.
Yeah,
if I'm only thinking about myself, then it's hard for me to love somebody. If I'm only thinking about myself.
Nobody's offended here. Well, not me.
Okay.
At least.
Okay, I was just wondering why you rolled your eyes, and I'm just not the way a man typically exchanges back and forth with just somebody, a stranger, right? So that's why I was asking. So, okay, so thank you, sir. Appreciate it. So yeah, so if I reference the revelation of God, then I can't unknow what I know now, right? So it's like. And I can't give an analogy, right? I can't even explain or prove. This is not like to prove that God exists, because I can't prove He exists. That's not my job, right? So, I just, when I see creation equals fiction, because I know Him. No, I'm fine, thank you. Because I know Him. And I look out and see what's been created. I can say I clearly understand how He can create that. If I see a building, I don't suggest.
I promise it. You don't understand it. You just believe it.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I know it's, I get it's hard for you. Like, I get it. I completely understand.
Okay,
it's
then, like, it's then a, tell it's me above. How, then tell me how God did it. Since you understand it, tell me how God did it.
No, what I mean is I understand that he has the power to, because I had my encounter with him and it was just radically changed my life, like from the inside out. So everything
that's
I...
That's a claim. Why should anybody believe it?
They don't have to. I'm not. But if I see a building across the street, I know somebody constructed it. I mean, I don't have to be a scientist to know that there's a builder. Like,
we've seen people build buildings. We've never seen God magically make a universe. That's not a known thing.
No, what I'm saying to you is, if I see a car, I know there's an inventor. Like, it's there's no that's
yeah,
not.
I know, because we've seen people invent cars before. We've never seen anyone or anything make a universe before. And it would be a complete category error to say that those things are in any way connected, because people making cars is not like God making a universe, because we're ordinary, physical, non-supernatural things. So if you're going to tell me that because we see ordinary, physical, non-supernatural things do things, therefore a magical, non-physical, supernatural thing magically created the universe, that's just a complete category error.
Yeah, I don't believe so. I mean, if I'm standing next to a building and I see a man and I see a building, well, both of those things are resurrected from the resources that are available. Like a man creates, man doesn't create anything. He invents from the creation that which he wants to accomplish, right? If he wants to build a building, he builds a building. He wants to build a car, a computer, whatever. He takes the natural resources and he makes them into something that is visible. So
is that what God did? Did God take natural resources and create the universe? No.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it depends on what your reference is. If you're referencing, and again, like, I know this is not where your head is or your heart. It's clear, right, by your claim that if he can take the dust of the earth to create flesh and to breathe into his nostrils and give him life, that's not beyond the scope of. That's not that is so easy to believe that's like, I just don't.
It's a lot easier to, well, I mean, it comes natural to people to fall for that kind of stuff. But if you ask me, it's a lot easier to disbelieve because it's a claim about hocus pocus.
Nobody I know
really believes in hocus pocus, except when it's the religion that they grew up with or had a personal experience with.
Yeah, well, I think that believing the writings of a man in a book and claiming that that's science, right, can be just as preposterous. I don't think that there's...
No, because science is in principle independently verifiable. In fact, it's done.
That's a really smart way of saying that you believe a man's word in a book. I get it.
No,
like, I understand.
I believe the work of thousands and millions of people that all come to the same conclusions about something.
Okay,
science has to be peer reviewed in order for the findings to be published and considered standard knowledge or whatever.
So is science the body of knowledge that is more
science
true
is a
than
methodological system of inquiry for understanding the natural world?
No, I get how man observes the laws that are already established and calls them his own. I get that. Like, that makes perfect sense. Every law that's been discovered.
Anybody that ever said, "I own the laws of physics." I don't think Einstein said that when he wrote his papers on relativity. He just thought about things, did the math. The math worked out. And then Arthur Eddington did an experiment. And Arthur Eddington was like, "Crikey, mate. That woolly-haired chap was right."
Well, then he must
be
right.
I'm pretty sure that's what Arthur Eddington sounded like.
Yeah, he must be right then.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. I forgot Arthur Eddington was British, so he would have said it like this. "Oh, bother." There.
I gotcha. So it's your belief that everything started from nothing? That's your stance,
right?
No,
that's what you believe. I don't believe that.
No, I'm asking you. So everything started from what?
And I'm accusing you. Yeah. You're asking, I'm accusing. I don't believe that. You do.
Okay, so let me back up again. I'm wrong. I was wrong for saying you believe. I don't know what you believe, except for these, whatever stated on this banner you have on your TikTok account. So you believe that life formed from what?
Atoms.
Is it your belief that your great 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 grandfather is an ape?
All humans are apes, so yeah.
So your grandfather was an ape.
Yeah, so are you.
No, well, I'm not asking.
An ape is a type of animal. Humans fit perfectly into that category.
You're a refined ape.
So are all of the modern apes. They are all extremely, exquisitely evolved organisms.
I see, but okay. So let me get this straight. So you are extremely close to the most advanced ape there is. That's your background. That's your genealogy.
Genetically, physiologically, intellectually. Yes, there's nothing that's closer to us than the apes. Do you think you have more in common with a kangaroo than an ape? That would be weird.
No, I was created separate in my own kind. It's in its own kind. Everything was created in its kind. Yeah, it's in its kind.
Yeah, that's a testable claim, and it's really easily falsifiable. It's not even a claim, because there's no such thing as a kind.
Mankind is not a kind?
What is a kind?
It's a created classification of a being. So you're not
every
mankind?
That means that Adam and Eve were separate kinds. They were separately created.
They were mankind. Eve was formed from Adam.
Yeah, so she's separate mankind. Creations. So she's trans?
No, she has female genitalia.
Adam had Y chromosomes, so...
Adam, but you don't believe who Adam is. How can you make that claim?
Yeah, we're talking about what you believe. Eve was formed from Adam. Adam's body had cells with Y chromosomes in them, so she was a dude. Eve was a handsome lady.
No, sir.
Okay, so then they're separately created. That would mean,
yes,
like, forget the whole thing about God would have had to have used cells that have Y chromosomes in them. Obviously, the idiots that wrote that story had no idea that cells or DNA exist. That's obvious. Let's not give them any credit because they don't deserve it.
If a kind is
a created thing, then Adam and Eve are separate kinds.
Is that a statement or is that a question?
I'm telling you what your claim implies. If a kind is a created thing, Adam and Eve are different kinds. They have separate creations.
Okay, I disagree, but it's okay to disagree.
Yeah,
we're
all just having fun here.
Yeah, yeah. So everything was created in its kind.
And what is a kind?
It's a classification of a being, right? So you're not.
Slam-a-lama ding dong is a kind of thing. There. Do you now know what slam-a-lama ding dong is? No. See, when I say there's no such thing as a kind, what I mean is people that believe in kinds can't describe even generally what they are.
I just gave you a definition. You don't have to believe it. Obviously,
your definition means nothing
to you. I get it. I understand that. Like you don't want it to. Like it can't. Because if it did, then like it just can't happen for you. I get it. You don't want it to.
I ask you what it is, and you can't tell. I am perfectly capable of understanding what you're saying. You're saying kinds are created things. Okay, God created Adam, and then he created Eve. That means they're different kinds. No, it doesn't work that way. Then how does it work? You can't tell me. You don't know what it is. It doesn't have a definition that's even remotely intelligible. That's all I'm trying to say.
It's human. That's intelligible. It's not an ape. It's not a lizard. It's not a frog.
You weren't created.
Not an eagle.
You're the process.
It's not a fish. It's that simple. It's a kind. I don't know why that's hard for you.
It's It's not. It's not hard at all to understand what you're saying. You're not a kind. You're not part of the humankind then, because you weren't created. You're just Adam and Eve. He combined his sperm with her egg. That's not creation. That's just parts of their bodies coming together. So because Adam and Eve's children weren't created by God, then they're not humans. So what's a kind? Because Adam and Eve's children aren't kinds, according to your definition. You don't know what a kind is. Whatever. Let's move on.
Okay.
Because we're talking about evolution.
That's fine. I don't want to. I think we've covered that enough to establish your perspective and mine. Like, I respect that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Man, what were we talking about with respect to evolution?
Oh, I asked if
you asked me if a human is an ape. Yeah. Because we know what the characteristics of apes are, and humans fit that. Could you tell me anything that a human has that an ape doesn't have?
Let's see. God's image.
I have a God's image.
Yeah, of course you do.
What's that? What is a God's image? See, if I tell you that humans have hemoglobin, I can tell you exactly what that is. What's a God's image?
It's you.
Yeah, what is that?
You were created. It's your image.
Okay, you so you mirror, are not created in God's image, because apparently I'm God's image. Okay. I am the Adonis. You are merely what you are.
Yeah, I don't know what Adonis is. Again, I'm not as smart as you are. I can gather that. I respect that. I don't know what Adonis is. I'm just saying that you were created in his image.
Okay. I asked, what is that? And you're just telling me what it is again. No, well, I worded that pretty poorly. Let's give a buzzer sound to Planet Peterson. That was an epic fail on my part. Want to know, you say humans possess God's image. Okay. So what is that? If I told you, my cousin Timmy has... You have no idea what that is. I have to tell you what it's made of. We have to do 20... let's do 20 questions. Can God's image fit in a microwave?
Can God's image fit in a microwave? I don't believe so, unless it's a baby, which is created in his image.
What color is God's image?
Whatever color you are, whatever color I am.
Red, brown, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Okay, I don't think you're just going to... So every single question I'm going to ask you about God's image, you're just going to tell me what a person is. So what's the difference between a person and God's image?
Well, the fallen nature of man that obviously doesn't have a visual representation.
Apes don't have that?
Yeah, but they weren't created in his image, because he created them in their own kind.
Do apes die?
Yes, we all die.
And what are the wages of sin?
Death.
So apparently apes were created in God's image because they die, which was the product of the fall.
Yeah, the ground was cursed, so everything that he used, do you believe scripture, or are you mocking? I'm not sure which. Is that hard for you,
buddy? Nothing about me is hard right now.
Okay. It sounds like you have some knowledge of scripture.
Yeah,
but it sounds like, and I'm just like an outsider, it sounds like you're, I don't know, man, like you're mocking. It's like a quiet, subtle, intelligent mocking of scripture. That's what it sounds like. I mean, that's what it sounds like. So I'm just wondering why.
No, I wasn't doing that. I was just pointing out.
No, man. No, don't back up now. Like, if you're going to, like, you know.
Buddy,
like,
I can make fun of scripture. I don't have a problem with it. I'm not scared to.
No. I know that. Or else you wouldn't be on this whole thing.
I'm telling you, that's not what I'm doing. That's not what I was doing.
Of course it is. It's just a very professional way of wrapping it. I get it. Yeah. I get that you're trying to wrap it in as nice and intellectual a conversation as you can, but at the core of this conversation is anything scripture related is a magical fairy tale that you absolutely mock and quietly move through these conversations. I get it.
If somebody thought that Harry Potter was based on a true story, they should immediately pay a social price, which would come in the form of various stigmas. Now, I think we should have constructive, nice stigmas. They shouldn't be like thrown in insane asylums or anything like that. But what you believe is no different than that. As Sam Harris once very hilariously put it, if you knew a guy and this guy swore every single day that if he mumbles some Latin words over a plate of pancakes, that it would in fact transform into Elvis Presley, that guy would probably have no friend. Although today he would have a podcast. He'd be one of the most famous people in the world. But yeah, that guy would pay a price for that. However, if you also do that and you think that your pancakes are turning into Jesus, that's just called being Catholic. So yeah, there's really no difference. It's very mockable because it's very silly. It's from the infancy of our species. We didn't really know anything, and so we invented stuff. That's what you think about every religion in the world. It's what I think about all of them too, including yours.
Well, I think that when you say what you think, I think you should like slow down a little bit, because what you're supposing is that you know everything I think. And I think that's a little haughty. And I think that's disingenuous, because if I ask questions, I do my best to understand your perspective. Even though I know I may have a sense that I will disagree with it, but I'm not afraid to have a conversation without belittling you or mocking you. And I'm just not going to do that, man. Like, I can't do that. So even if the point you're making is that the Catholic Church, quote unquote, believes that transubstantiation is the conversion of the wafer to the body of Christ. And you believe that. And you believe that's absolutely wrong. I'm okay with that. Like, I'm not a, and I don't believe it is either. I don't believe that doctrine is correct. And there's only so much that I can do about it. And in the short time I have before I die, there's only so many ways I'm going to spend my life loving people and sharing the wisdom that I've been given the few days I have left. So I'm not going to, I would rather have a conversation and find out where the road turns left for both of us and keep moving without mocking or belittling you. Like, I'm just not going to do that, man. That's not as important to me.
I wasn't either. I was explaining how I could do that.
You could. Of course you could. This is your platform.
I was claiming I don't do setup. That. And you said I did. Yeah. Whatever. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know, man. I just saw your evolution as fact, and I was like, you know what? I don't ever jump
Definitely
into these
is,
things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm gonna grab my lunch, man. It's in front of me. I'm not having wasted my time. I just wanted to jump on and have a short exchange, and I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.